Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. So, the iPhone 13 is upon us, and behold, as well we knew it would be, the much-fated new king. So is it the new king? Well, yes, of course. It's an Apple, and the best new Apple, and Apple is yelling about the massive upgrade. Well, the king does have new clothes, and they are real, but not quite so massive. Don, that analogy got a little messed up at the end. While we are on about massiveness, it is fatter, and that's because there's a bigger battery. So it goes from nearly 2 days of real-world use to 2 full days. Okay, ho-hum, but yay, but so what? But that's a bit cool. Oh, and it gets a faster processor. If you have an iPhone 12, you won't notice. Well, at least not for a few years until software demands show the differences up. Oh, and it gets a faster refresh rate and a better screen with a smaller notch, except you won't notice the differences unless you've shown them, and then a side-by-side comparison would be needed to convince you. Oh, and the Pro models get a much better camera, except it isn't. It's just better. Better in low-light situations by a lot, but it already was fantastic, and a bit better at everything else, but just a bit. Oh, and it gets some fancy video software that lets you make movies like a pro with a really fancy camera. Really it does, except not always, and you need to have some skills. But it's a bit of magic, and for some it will make the upgrade truly worth it. It can even allow you to shift focus post-production on the phone itself from one person and object to another. How cool is that? So the big question, as I'm always asked around release time, should I upgrade? Well, my answer is yes, but no. If you need an upgrade, rather this than the 12. If you have a 12 and those features I mentioned didn't have you drilling down your chin, don't bother. They almost look identical, and for most of us the differences will only be felt if you were on a 13 and went back to a 12 or upgraded from something much older. On the other hand, if you're selling your 12 secondhand, this moment will be the best time to avoid further depreciation and minimize the price delta. It is a wonderful phone, and it is, you know, very desirable, but I think you need to decide for yourself whether it's worth upgrading or not at this moment in time. And that's it for me. It's been David Dondi. It's been great. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, please drop us a line, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise that podcast at fmr.co.za.